A photo of a $100,000 Iraqi dinar banknote started circulating around the internet this week, causing quite a buzz. I've got a short story out of IraqiNews.com that I want to share with you, but this put a lot of people on alert or stressed them out because the thought of hyperinflation around the country, around the world, is out there, and especially in countries like Zimbabwe and Vietnam, and lots of countries have experienced hyperinflation. But even in modern times, we've seen central banks print larger denomination notes. When the Iraqi central bank went from printing 25,000 dinar notes to the 50,000 dinar notes, that was a big jump, and it caused a lot of people alarm. Let me talk about this, read this story real quick, and then I'm going to talk about some fundamentals that most people aren't really focusing on when they think about buying currencies, especially those that have been destroyed in the past, and they're hoping to make massive gains. Also, if you own the dinar, hashtag IQD down below. I'm curious how many people actually own it. And if you don't, say I don't. I'm just curious how many people are interested in this story that either own it or don't. Okay, CBI denies issuing banknotes featuring architect Zaha Hadid. The Central Bank of Iraq denied on Sunday issuing a new 100,000 Iraqi dinar bill featuring Iraqi architect Zaha Hadid. The CBI said in a statement that a photo of a new 100,000 Iraqi dinar banknote that went viral on the internet is a fake photo showing renowned Iraqi architect Zaha Hadid, the Iraqi news agency reported. The CBI emphasized that it does not have plans to issue a fresh currency and that it will take legal action against anyone who violates the law and encourages the use of this counterfeit currency. It was discovered later that the banknote photo is part of a student project at the Institute of Fine Arts in Mosul, according to BNE Intelli News. Hadid is a well-known personality in the late 20th and early 21st century architecture. She is an Iraqi-British architect, artist, and a designer. The Iraqi architect designed well-known structures in Saudi Arabia and the UAE, Iran, Azerbaijan. She was hired in 2010 to design the new building of Iraq's central bank, interestingly enough. Now, why is this a big deal? Well, first off, it's really amazing how there's a lot of stress and tension around the world because a lot of people invested in the IQD. I myself bought some quite some time ago, and I didn't go massive on it. As a matter of fact, it is probably the smallest investment I have ever made, right? Why? Because to me, it was quite a long shot. But over the years of investigation, researching it, looking at how this all went down with the US central bank versus the Iraqi central bank, watching Iraq slowly pull away from the US for protection, for financial security, them moving closer and closer to the UAE and the BRICS alliance, watching them continually buying gold. That is such a telling tale right there. Then when they came out with the news last year that they had said, hey, we're gonna stop transactions in dollars, that was massive. And I mean, we're talking a slow phase out, but a pretty impressive one at that. It's interesting that the leader of one of the leaders of from Iraq came to meet with our president, what, just like a week ago, a week and a half ago. And I think it's very telling of the times because our government knows that these governments are surely pulling away in droves. I mean, they're pulling away from the government, from the US government, from the US dollar system, the hegemony, the tyranny, quite frankly, that our government has been imposing on other countries if they don't line up and do what we say to do and go buy our currency. If you don't buy our currency, we're going to come bomb you. Watching Iraq walk away from dollar transactions was impressive. But then also watching the revaluations, them saying our dinar, the IQD, the Iraqi dinari, or the Iraqi dinar, I mean, sorry, is going to be worth more versus the dollar. Now, there are a lot of people that would laugh at that, right? That say, you can't just make something up like that. Well, the U.S. does. The U.S. states what gold is worth. They're stating right now, gold's only worth $35 an ounce. Our dollar is supreme. They put that on their books. And you have to think it is a massive, massive risk for a central bank, a government, to come out against the U.S. dollar and not only say, not only are we not using it anymore, but, and we're going to trade more in our own currency, but we're going to value our currency versus the dollar higher. I get that there's exchanges that don't care about that, because what really happens, what really matters at the end is who's buying and selling the currency at whatever given rate they're willing to do it at. But you know, all throughout history, monetary history, the masses didn't figure it out until it was too late. And if you think about it, we are one, and this isn't me telling you should go buy this or not, all right? Absolutely zero. I got zero dog in the fight when it comes to convincing someone else that they should go buy something. I let my investments, the sound fundamentals, the research that I've done, dictate if it's going to go up in value, right? And I'm patient. And there are a lot of people that aren't, because they've put their entire life savings into this. As a matter of fact, it really grieves my heart sometimes when I hear stories of church groups getting together like 10 years ago. Type one if you've heard stories like this. And they talk about this great opportunity and they all go out and invest in it. And they strip their savings accounts. They loan, borrow against their homes, and they go and buy massive, massive amounts of this. Well, it grieves me, because has it gone up yet? Well, that could be debatable, because you could turn around if you bought it 10 years ago and go sell it on eBay right now for a profit. Absolutely. That's the truth, right? Has it gone where all of these people that believe in the story of what the U.S. government did to the dinar, destroying it and then planning a planned revalue, and then they held off because of all this craziness in the media and social media blowing up? Did it go to those stratospheric heights, back simply back to where it used to be? No. And the thing is that all of those people have put everything into this, and then they're on the sidelines for 10 years. And in that amount of time, and this is why diversification is right, you could have bought gold, you could have bought silver at much lower prices, you could have bought Bitcoin at really crazy lower prices, right? Almost any cryptocurrency you could have bought right back then. So it grieves me to watch people that dove right into this. Now, do I believe that it's going to revalue? Yes, I do. Do I believe that Iraq is going to line up with the BRICS nations and more of the Middle East when it comes to economics? They're going to be trading more in the IQD, which means it's going to bring more value, because what will happen is they'll start trade alliances with, let's say, now think about this. This is the most basic fundamental that tells you, based on current events, news stories, why this is going to happen. When China goes to Iraq and goes, hey, we would like your oil. And Iraq goes, no problem. We're going to give it to you at a discount. We're going to do, though, the exact thing that Russia did, which China's going to love. And they're going to say, we need you to buy it using IQDs. So we want you to buy Iraqi dinar. And then anytime you want oil from us at a great price, you're going to spend IQD, thus causing a demand for the currency. China's going to smile and go, absolutely, we will. And they're going to start to do trade in their own currencies, because China's going to go, and in turn, what we would like, because we're going to use our yuan to buy your currency. That means you're going to have all this yuan in your coffers, right? And we're building up our storehouses. We're buying up all these world, you know, precious metals and things like that. You're going to have that, which will help stabilize your currency, because you're going to own a basket of currencies. But then you also get to take those yuan and buy our goods. See, you're going to be able, Iraq, you're going to be able to benefit like America benefited for so long, where they bought our cheap goods to sustain construction and building and all kinds of things. So you see, if you understand how geopolitics work, how economies build up and burst, you start to see how this story is coming into account. Also, you see the whole world's waiting for someone to revalue gold. Here, the Iraqi central bank is walking away going, hey, we don't want you here. We don't want your help anymore. You're toxic. We want to go and do trade with all these other countries. We're going to emulate what you did a long time ago. We're going to make our currency valuable. We're going to say, if you want our oil, if you want our stuff, you're going to come and buy our currency. To me, this is so exciting to identify and see in real time, but most people don't understand it. So, do I think it's going to happen tomorrow? They're going to revalue? No. Do I think it's going to happen in the next couple of years? Absolutely, I do. It's going to blow people's minds when it does. But then they'll be out. So this is what I would suggest. If it was me, let's say you've got $1,000 to invest. Why wouldn't you just take $100 of that and just go buy a little bit from an authorized dealer that's authorized through the U.S. Treasury, just, you know, and those people are on eBay, and you gotta invest at your own risk. You could get fake stuff all day long, but to be honest with you, I've looked at those notes. Let me ask you this. Type two, if you've looked at those bank notes and said, holy cow, this is unreal, all the security features on these notes. Like, this note is more advanced with the holograms and the type of paper that they're using than the US dollar. Type two, if you've seen that, that's absolutely insane. Now, Neil is asking, one of my awesome moderators, everyone say hi to Neil. The US will do the same thing when we start pumping oil. Everyone will need USD. Well, you know, that's an interesting story, because it would take a president that is not bought and paid for to pump oil aggressively to do that. And that would get into a bidding war, right? Because you'd have other countries then, if the US turned around and said, hey, we can turn around and start pumping oil and offering it for a cheaper price. There are a lot of people high up top in our government that are dirty, evil people that do not want electric cars. They don't want hydrogen cars. They don't want cars running off, when I say hydrogen, off of water. They want to kill people and hurt people and intimidate people that come out with these amazing inventions. I've seen with my own eyes. They're just unbelievable, right? Well, they don't want that. They want higher oil prices. And ultimately, now think about this, ultimately the UAE wants that as well, because they are starting to run out of oil. Saudi Arabia is having a hard time pumping oil. And since they have such a block and influence, they want higher prices. So there'll always be oil prices up high because of the destruction of your currency purchasing value. All banks steadily destroy your purchasing power. Some just do it faster than others, right? And so that's the big thing that we have to take into account here. Our last president, he wanted to open up oil and do all that kind of stuff. What was the first thing our president did? The current one, he stopped it. So I think we all need to take that into account. Just curious. If you had to put a percentage on your investment on IQD, when you base it on other currencies, on your other investments, on anything you have, whether it be stocks, crypto, silver and gold, all that stuff. Can you put a percentage down? I'm curious. Like, if you had I got $10,000 totally invested, and $1,000 of that is in IQD. So it means I've got 10% of my net worth in IQD. I'm just curious what kind of percentages. And I'm not here to judge anyone, because this is one suggestion I would say, this is one piece of advice I'd give. If it's heavy, would you consider not selling it, but the next time you spend a dollar or invest a dollar, perhaps maybe picking up, and actually the numbers look really low, and don't be embarrassed if it's high, because there also are times when you invest and, you know, something explodes higher and you got to readjust. But I would suggest going for another thing. Keep everything off the side. You're an Iraqi dinar over there, but then maybe go in a different direction. Say, hey, I'm going to buy some silver coins today. Or perhaps I'm going to go buy a little Bitcoin. I'm going to buy like $20 worth of Bitcoin at a Bitcoin ATM. I know it sounds crazy. Most people don't even know that it works. They think that they can't afford Bitcoin because it's 60 something thousand dollars right now. But I want people to think about that. In closing, the Memorial Day sale on the bundle of two real estate courses for $299, it's 83% off. It's normally $1,700 for those two courses. Down below, the coupon code expires later today. I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you so much for watching. The Ninja is out.